This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is, and I got Carol Hughes with me here. We're going to discuss the Lori Vallow Daybell trial, kind of some observations on what we've been seeing thus far. If you ever want to weigh in on anything, please do. We'd love to hear your voice. You can call us toll-free anytime at 888-5-KILLER. 888-554-5537 to weigh in, and we may use your audio on a future episode of the program. It's been a roller coaster ride, and one that has been very, very damning thus far for Lori Vallow Daybell. I said yesterday to a psychologist on the air that, you know, if the prosecution is trying to really present an insanity defense, they're doing a good job. The problem is they're not her defense counsel, and you can't plead insanity. Right. But everything that's coming out, everything, all the evidence, everything really, really shows this person is not there. They are insane in the membrane, or whatever you want to call it. There's obviously extreme mental illness going on here. We're talking about believing that her child crawled up the walls and onto the ceiling and then sat on top of the fridge and said, "I love Satan." And her friends are like, "Oh, well, that's an interesting, I haven't seen that yet, but okay. Can you pass the Fig Newtons?" That seems to be kind of how life was for a while. What have you been surprised by, or what's been standing out to you with what you've seen thus far?
I think the most heartbreaking thing that's happened so far was her son having to testify, and for him to come to the realization of what happened. Because, you know, when it's your mom and she's telling you things, you believe them. It's your mom. And, you know, so for what he's gone through and now going through this trial and hearing all of this evidence that against her, I can't imagine. And it just breaks my heart for him.
I think Lori
and all the people he's lost.
Oh, completely. Completely. I mean, I hope he's made some sort of peace with this by this point. I mean, it never really truly will be, but I'm wondering or hoping that he's maybe accepted at this point that his mom is never going to be there again. I mean, for all intents and purposes, she's dead too. She's not mentally there. Mm-hmm. She is not the same human being. She likely never will be the same human being. And the mom that he knew and loved that was very different is gone. And that's really how I think one would have to look at this if you were in the situation of being a child of someone like this, or anyone who had someone in their family really go off the deep end. I know that the term extreme beliefs is used a lot. And I take exception with that, because it's not, is it an extreme belief? Yeah. But at what point is an extreme belief a mental illness? Because that really seems to be what all of this is. This is delusions galore and not being grounded in reality. And so is that a belief, or is that a mental illness and a personality disorder?
I personally kind of see it as a belief. Okay. And I think that she has a mental illness, but I think she's crazy like a fox, and she's been able to take care of anything in her way.
But here's the question.
Her husband, Charles, was in her way. She took care of that. Then she meets this guy. And I do believe that she probably believed that she was one of the 144,000, mm-hmm. The 144,000. And, you know, Jesus is going to come back. And there's a lot of people who have extreme religious beliefs, but they don't do what she did.
Yeah. It's the thing, though, that I'm trying to understand and trying to, I think, figure out, because I think it makes a bit of difference, especially in Idaho where there is not an insanity defense. Did she, as she cleared things out of her way throughout her life that she didn't like or made her feel icky or whatever, and she got rid of them, divorced them, killed them, destroyed them, whatever, she'd find ways of doing it. And especially towards the end here of her freedom, where there were all these people dying around her, and it appears to be influenced by her, if not directly by her. Is this something where the thought process was, you know, these kids are in my way. I'm going to come up with this story that I think they're zombies and kill them? Or
that's what I think.
Well, but was that first part there? Did she actually have the thought process of these kids are in the way? Or was that more of a subconscious feeling that she had, and then the voices in her head told her they were zombies, and then she believed that? Because it's
I just don't know if it was
I'm going to put on this facade or this act, and then that's going to be my alibi. I really think she truly believed the kids were zombies, and in some ways of looking at it, and some attorneys I've talked to, in other states, that actually would be looked at as not guilty, because it'd be not guilty by reason of insanity. But in Idaho, they don't do that. So it's more so, we don't care what you were thinking at the time. You could think that they were elves from the North Pole, and or Krampus elves, and you had to kill them because they were evil. It doesn't matter. If you did it, you did it. It doesn't matter why you did it or how you, the way that you got there on how you did it. But I am just curious to understand that better.
I think after Charles died and watching her interviewed by the police, and the fact that she didn't even tell her own son how he actually died.
No, it was all secrets. Time.
So, you know, that makes no sense to me. But I do think that when she met Chad and he had very extreme beliefs, I do think she got sucked into that. I really do.
Yeah.
Now, is that an excuse for, you know, is there any part of your brain that says these are my children? Of course, they're not zombies. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would like to think. But I also think it's convenient, because what got in her way, she was able to just move right on.
Oh, yeah.
So the kids were kind of in her way. His wife was in her way. I think Charles was in her way. She got rid of everything. And she's in Hawaii. You know, she's happy. They're going to get married. And, you know, I think in the testimony, perhaps it was yesterday, which would be Tuesday, they talked about how they were looking for a house in Hawaii. And he was like, yeah, no kids. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for a house. The kids' bodies haven't even been found. And they know they're going to get a house without. No, there's no kids. It's just us.
Yeah. I mean, it very much says they already knew the kids were dead. But I think they believed they were doing the right thing. I think they still think that, or at least I think Lori does. I think Lori is sitting there in that courtroom and going, you know, I'm smarter than all these people still. They don't know what's happening.
I agree.
This is more, it's more important that I killed my kids because I was following this religion and following this directive from God. And it's what God wanted me to do. I did the right thing. Maybe you all on earth don't agree with it, and it goes against earthly laws, but God's the top one, and I'm going to follow his laws. And I believe that he directed me to do it because they were zombies. And I still think that she believes that mm-hmm. she's going to be the queen of Rexburg at some point with Chad, and everybody's going to get together, and they're going to be like, oh, now I understand why you killed your kids. And they'll come back as exalted beings. And I mean, it's shocking.
That's kind of addressed in that phone call between her and her son while she was in jail.
Yep.
And she was basically like, well, you'll find out in time, mm-hmm. you know, that everybody's wrong. She's right. And the fact that the kids were killed was just, you know, you don't understand.
I'm very curious to get a better understanding of where the defense goes on her to try and find her innocence, because I don't know how you remotely go there with any of this, or are they going to go down the route of what I was just saying, of she believed she was killing zombies, maybe almost acknowledging that she was a part of this. Maybe Alex is the one who did it, but she conspired with it, and she believed that they were zombies at the time that that took place, and hope that maybe her sentence is into a mental health facility and not a prison.
Maybe.
But they're not much better.
She said, Tylee and JJ know what happened. They love me and they are fine. And they do know the truth. And I know the truth. Adding that the whole world judges her, but doesn't understand her. So she said that to her son in the call. And he said that Jesus will judge his mother. And she started laughing at that.
That was creepy. Did you hear that laugh? That was like a creepy cackle. It was very, very bizarre. So
I don't think, though, because you have even if you think you're in the right and you're like, I'm going to rid the world of zombies, it doesn't give you the right to kill your kids.
No.
And so I don't know. But I really do think that she got wrapped up in that extreme religion. And there are a lot of people that even some kind of mainline religions, I think, are a little extreme.
Well, there's a lot of elements of what was talked about in terms of their belief system that I was sitting there wondering, I wonder how many people are relating to this and going, well, I think like that. I mean, because that's what faith is. Faith is believing in something you can't prove. And it's something that has been told to you and you believe it so strongly because it means something so important to your existence or future existence that you will blindly follow it. That is what faith is. And that is the tenet of all religions. But then you start going into what those religions preach and what they ask you to do and what people claim the experiences are that they have had. And I mean, I've known many people throughout life who've been like, oh yeah, I talked to God last night and I had this, and that always, I never understood that because it's like, I don't ever hear voices. I don't know that people are hearing voices when they're talking to God or if that just means they're praying and just kind of letting it out. I get that. But when you're getting the verbal response in some way, shape, or form, or that sort of information coming to you in that clear of a way where it's like, yes, God says kill your kids. And it's not just like, oh my gosh, I was praying that I'd come across some money because my rent's due and this is horrible. And then suddenly something happens. That's kind of cool. I see how people can have faith through that. The event happened. You didn't like necessarily put a GoFundMe out there, but something occurred and it almost seemed like some sort of divine intervention. But this whole thing of, well, let me go talk to Chad because Chad's having conversations with, Noah or whatever random figure is out there. That just goes so far extreme.
You just have to wonder, had the two people never met, had Chad never started writing these crazy ass books, and I do believe they are crazy ass books.
They are.
Had they never met, would her life would have been much different. I think she still could have been crazy. I think she still could have been a dangerous person. But I think people would still be alive.
Yeah. I think she was really kind of a... basically just a full canister of, gasoline or propane and dancing around matches and fire. And she found a match and everything just exploded.
Yeah, the two of them together, very dangerous combination.
It's been very interesting to follow. Be sure to press subscribe here so you don't miss any of our coverage in the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. We've been bringing you the trial audio at the end of each day. And of course, many, many discussions with attorneys, psychologists, and experts on this as we try and dissect the case of Lori Vallow-Daybell. It's beyond spooky.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. If you want an ad-free experience to the show, get it through Apple Podcasts. Even try it. For 3 days free. Check that out. For Carol, I'm Tony. Stay with us.